This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the lawman, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on. Take a look at the lawman, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Drama, David Bowie's Life on Mars. It's 43 years old, that song, and it still resonates with all its broken, worried imagery from Western culture. How many other songs mention Mickey Mouse and Lenin in the same breath? In order to innovate in the way that Bowie always has done, you need to not be afraid. If anything, he's not afraid to sound afraid. An awful lot of connecting with Bowie's music in the way that, of course, all of us have, is to do with the sense of fear and bewilderment in his music. That sounds terrified and courageous all at once. I go this in depth this early in the programme because it is David Bowie Day here on The Finest Hour. I've not introduced myself, let me do that. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone. I'm pre-recording my programme in my little house in North Manchester. For me, it's a Wednesday morning, a rainy one at that. And it's David Bowie Day, because I have the world exclusive on David Bowie's new song. I can't quite believe I'm saying that. I'm over the moon. It is a wonderful piece of work. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, because I want you to hear it as I did just a few minutes ago, completely fresh. But that sense of drama is what keeps Bowie in all of our hearts, and what keeps him innovating this far down the line. Wonderful. Also on the programme today, as well as the Bowie World Exclusive, can I say that again? The David Bowie World Exclusive. As well as that, I'm going to be playing you songs about the moon, perhaps talking about my relationship with the moon. Desert Island Disc snippets from Dennis Potter. I've never heard the full programme, but he's just so good at talking about emotions and writing and music. I'm going to look at the whole programme. But a snippet from Dennis Potter's edition of Desert Island Disc. And of course, the Beckopedia will be joining us and educating us on something that she finds important. But yeah, the main thrust of this week's show is that world exclusive of David Bowie's new tune. It's called Sue, and it has drama in spades. You'll be happy to learn. Also this week, Six Music is celebrating the very, very valuable archive that it's been building up since it's been on the air. Lots of live sessions have been played out all this week. The live session, the live version of an existing song, you might be tempted to think, why would a live version of a song be important if the artist has already committed something to celluloid or to tape or whatever? If you've already committed to recording, why then would a live version be important? Well, I think this next live song, this was a live session that Joan Ass Policewoman did on the 7th of August this year. Holy City, it came and went for me, if I'm honest with you. It wasn't what I considered my favourite of her songs. And it's because it had quite an up-tempo, polished, poppy feel to the version that was released as a track. This, however, reveals the underbelly and the meaning of the song. It's called Holy City, and I want you to listen to the lyrics and listen to this extraordinary live rendition. Joan Ass Policewoman, part of the BBC archive for all time, a more valuable social document next to the Magna Carta, I cannot think of. Here we go. On David Bowie Day, here's Joan Ass Policewoman, her live session from the BBC of Holy City. I'm just so excited, I don't know what to do with myself.
I didn't say anything that I wanted to say to you. I got to talking in your eyes, well, they blew me away. My love letter, but I may have missed my mark. My bestseller, here it goes, my friend. I need to see you again, and then I'll show you what you do to me. You're like finding the Holy City right there in front of my eyes, waiting for me. Yeah, I'm ready to get up on your way. On your way, a little more.
Joan as Policewoman, a live version of Holy City, a brilliant version, and I actually prefer it to the one she released. That was recorded on the 7th of August, 4/6 Music, on a daily basis is adding to the BBC archive. Very, very important stuff. I am proud. Proud as Punch on David Bowie Day, a world exclusive from David Bowie coming up in less than an hour. An amazing song in all its glory, all 7 minutes of it. Yes, but for now, this tune is Sunkill Moon, Mark Kozelek, who was in Red House Painters, which in a way are mentioned in this next tune. Very spontaneous, carefree lyric on this song, touching and funny all at the same time. And the reason I play it is because 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Jolie Holland on this programme. Jolie was over co-writing a song with me for a forthcoming record of mine. I'm not sure when that fourth is coming. I think it's probably about a year away. But I mentioned this song to her because she's kind of mentioned in a kind of, I think, flirtatious way. He refers to her as Julie Holland in this song. You'll hear the way he does it. I think it's a long-distance flirt from Mark Kozelek, and she assured me that she's never met him. Here's Sunkill Moon and Sunshine in Chicago. It's David Bowie Day.
Settlers staring at my face, and a note from a fan, Estefania, and a notice of inspection from Air Canada. Sitting at the Days Inn Motel, Chicago, room 222 with the ceiling fan low, and I just got in the door from Ontario, and I'm going home tomorrow. I took a walk down to Lincoln Avenue, got myself a foot massage and a manicure too, and I looked up at the marquee, and hey, it was my name next to Julie Holland. Think that was her name. Sunshine in Chicago makes me think about my dad. It was 8 or 9 siblings, I'm told that he had. When the summertime came, his parents put him on a bus and sent him to his uncle's in Chicago for 3 months. Sunshine in Chicago makes me feel pretty sad.
Sunkill Moon and Sunshine in Chicago. It's a great song, isn't it? Do you think it's a long-distance flirt? I think it is. Answers on a postcard, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's also the address if you want to recommend a song for Guy. Recommendations, not requests, please. I want to be educated. Play me a song you think I've never heard. If I like it, I'll play it on the radio. There'll be some of your recommendations, not requests, coming up later on the programme. That address again, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. It's David Bowie Day. The world exclusive from David Bowie coming up very, very soon. But also the theme to this week's programme is the moon. I was in New York last week, which is why Pauline Black filled in for me. Wasn't she marvellous? I really enjoyed the programme. Pauline won't remember this, but I met her years ago. I made her band Coffee and Sandwiches in the Roadhouse in Manchester, and she was an absolute lady. They were all lovely. But yeah, she filled in for me last week on the programme, and many thanks to her. My relationship with the moon is a strange one. While I was in New York, I saw an incredible moon over Brooklyn, where I was staying, and I'm kind of like the guy in Predator. I talk to the moon whenever I see it. I feel very connected to the moon. I'm sure there's all kind of Jungian theories surrounding that. Again, answers on a postcard, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. What is my fascination with the moon? We just heard from Sunkill Moon, and now we're going to hear from This Is The Kit. Ah, oh, lovely Kate. I absolutely love her voice. I love the way she uses it. Listen to the melodic prowess on the song Moon.
Grow, didn't we get close? ghost. Didn't we grow, didn't we grow? Didn't we grow, didn't we grow? Didn't we grow, didn't we get close?
Kate Staples, otherwise known as This Is The Kit, and that beautiful thing is called Moon.
Six Music.
I love it when you hear a song that you're completely familiar with.
This is Jamie Cullum. I am live in the BBC Radio 2 studio.
BBC Asian Network. BBC Radio 1.
Welcome now to the Radio 3 Lunchtime Concert.
The BBC Trust represents the views of licence fee payers to get the best out of the BBC for you. They'd like to know what you think about the BBC's music radio services, including programmes here on Six Music. To take part, go to bbc.co.uk/BBC Trust.
Guy Garvey.
The right side of the celestial equator.
This next song by Bruce Cockburn is called Live On My Mind. I've been listening to it for years. I absolutely love it. The opening lyric is fantastic. I see you standing in the door against the dark. Fireflies around you like a crown of sparks. You blow me a kiss that blurs my vision, blurs the human condition. Wow, eh? Powerful stuff. Bruce Cockburn and Live On My Mind. Elbow covered this for a B-side once, and I got a lovely note from the man himself saying that he liked our version. Touching the hem of giants, David Bowie has given this programme the world exclusive, coming up very soon. But for here and now, here's Bruce Cockburn and Live On My Mind. I'm so excited, I'm so excited, I'm so excited.
Blurs
the ocean ringing in my brain. You are my island ripe with cane. Catch the scent of strange flowers when you pass. Fluid motion like the wind and grass. It's you.
Bruce Coburn and Live on My Mind from his album The Charity of Night. Time now for a Desert Island Disc snippet. I love the programme, I love the format, and I love Dennis Potter. It was a line of Dennis Potter's from his play, the screenplay, The Singing Detective, concerning the word elbow, which is why my band got its name. So, yeah, I know an awful lot to this man. I love his brain. Let's have a listen to his brain talking about one of his favourite tunes on his edition of Desert Island Discs.
I mean, has music been a solace in your life or an inspiration in your life?
Yeah, a solace and an inspiration, but particular kinds of music. It can be a chariot, you know, it can take you. You can fly with music, and particularly in if you're writing a play or something, you can use music on the edge of words, on the edge of the character's mind. And you know that other people are sharing, if not exactly the same emotion, a roughly similar one. It can be, no matter how sugary, syncopated, banal or cheap, it can be extraordinarily powerful.
Then what's about the first choice of record then? What does that remind you of, or what emotion does that provoke?
Basically, I suppose half malicious one. I'm choosing Tommy Dorsey Band's version of I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, and I'm choosing it partly for a sentimental reason in that it was recorded 1935, year of my birth. And it's something I've heard on and off, on and off, almost sometimes at the corner of your mind. Sometimes when I'm ill, I play it. I threaten people that I want to play it at my funeral. Because the one thing about dying is, if only you could observe their reactions, and I want them to think, oh, you know, and start crying. You know, they won't. They'll probably start laughing. But it's that mixture of false emotion and real emotion that this very popular piece conveys.
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Jason Kay. A health worker in the United States who helped care for a Liberian man who died from Ebola has tested positive for the disease. The unnamed health worker is in Texas, where the man Thomas Duncan was treated. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said the public need not worry.
You cannot contract Ebola by walking by people in the street or by being around contacts who are not symptomatic. There is nothing about this case that changes that basic premise of science, and so it's important that while this is obviously bad news, it is not news that should bring about panic.
The Chief Nursing Officer for NHS England, Jane Cummings, says there are very robust contingency plans in place ahead of tomorrow's four-hour strike by health workers in England and Northern Ireland. Midwives, nurses, ambulance drivers and paramedics are protesting at the government's decision not to allow a 1% pay rise in some cases. The UK Independence Party's first elected MP, Douglas Carswell, has described the Conservatives as a defunct retail model, and he said he hoped that more of his former colleagues would join him in defecting. Mr. Carswell left the Tory party in the summer and won the seat of Clacton in Essex last week. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has announced that the US will give $212 million in aid to Gaza. He was speaking at a conference in Cairo about rebuilding Gaza after the 50-day war between Israel and Hamas. Mr. Kerry said the Palestinians were desperately in need of help.
This summer, 500,000 Gazans had to flee their homes and seek safety. 20,000 homes were destroyed, were severely damaged, and more than 100,000 people remain displaced. And winter is fast approaching.
Britain's Lewis Hamilton's won the Russian Grand Prix to register his ninth victory of the season and extend his lead in the Drivers' Championship to 17 points. Hamilton's Mercedes teammate and closest rival Nico Rosberg came second. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
To reach back in time to 1968 or 69, whenever that song was written, and reassure Blind Owl from the band Canned Heat, who you just heard there, that to this date, to 2014, nobody's destroyed the moon's face yet. The moon is one of the themes of this week's programme, my relationship with it. I find it very centering to look at the moon. It reminds me of every other time I've looked at the moon, and therefore, I don't know, helps me think about my place in the universe. And that's one of the themes of this week's programme. Of course, the overriding theme, and the reason I can't sit still in my chair this week, is because I have the world exclusive on David Bowie's new song. That's coming up in just a song's time. That's how close it is. All 7.5 minutes of David Bowie's new song, Sue, which is laced with drama, the likes of which only he delivers. Anyway, before that, let's listen to this tune, which was originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Jennifer Springham. It's by Iron and Wine. It's called Carousel. And I've got to ask the Beckopedia a question. The guitar on this song, it reminds me of something from my childhood. What is it, Beck? What is it? What song does this remind me of? Iron and Wine and Carousel. By the way, if any of you lot know, get in touch. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. What does the guitar on this song remind me of?
Persian
Iron and Wine and Carousel. I heard a rumour, and don't quote me on this, that somebody who depths me on this programme very often, a young lady, might be writing with Iron and Wine currently. Imagine that meeting of minds. Imagine how wonderful that's going to sound. If indeed it were true, it's just a rumour. Right, here is a list of things I never thought I'd find myself saying, but I have. Number one, gotta get this, it's Dirk Benedict. Found myself saying that to my brother at a christening. Can I get you another drink, Kirsty? Found myself saying that in the Hat and Stick to Kirsty Young. Is it Seagal or Seagull? Yep. Leanne Le Havas, put that down. And Rutger, will you rap on my album? That was just last week I said that to Rutger Hauer. All that's another story, another story. Here's another thing I never thought I'd find myself saying. Time now for the first play anywhere ever in the world on the radio of David Bowie's new song. It's called Sue. It's 7.5 minutes of glorious Bowie-esque drama, and it's my absolute privilege to play it on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie and Sue.
true. I never dream. I'm such a fool. Right from the start, you went with the
marvellous. David Bowie's new song, Sue. That was the first play anywhere in the world, but you can hear it again on Stuart McConey's Freak Zone this very evening. Wonderful. David Bowie's Sue. In fine voice, the man, and great, great words. I love it. The other theme of my programme this week, other than it being David Bowie Day, of course, is the moon and my relationship with it. Sometimes it's only a paper moon, says Ella Fitzgerald.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a hunky tongue parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Say it's only a baby. Sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your
without your love,
it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
One one of my default songs. It's Only a Paper Moon, Ella Fitzgerald. I use the moon to centre myself when I'm nervous. There you go, there's a confession for a Sunday afternoon, stroke evening. Yeah, if I'm nervous before a gig, I go and find where the moon is in the sky and just have a look at it, and it makes me relax. Reminds me of all the other times that I've looked at it and relaxed. I do love La Lune. Patrick Moore, who does the eye dance on this programme. Aww, very sadly missed Patrick Moore. Going to hear from him in a little while, talking about his relationship with the moon. He, of course, mapped the moon, famously. Named a lot of the places on it. Yeah, we'll hear from him in a little while.
Six music.
The values of boundless curiosity.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda.
He's the man of the lugubrious voice, John Peel.
His legacy lives on in debate.
You're supposed to take an interest in what's happening now and what's going to happen next.
The exploration and love of music.
BBC Music presents the John Peel Lecture with Iggy Pop.
I've loved music and the emotions it provokes all my life.
Speaking about the subject of free music. Music in a capitalist society today.
Please welcome Iggy Pop and his band.
The words always had to be up to the minute exactly what was happening then.
BBC Music's John Peel Lecture with Iggy Pop. Listen live tomorrow night at 7, only on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Now I'm going to play the song by The Miserable Rich. It's called Pisshead. Not something that's ever been levelled at me, that particular term. This is lovely and playful and fun and delightful. It's The Miserable Rich. The Miserable Rich and Pisshead. Wonderful song. I get tongue-tied when talking to PJ Harvey. I've met her on many occasions down the years. She's lovely. She was very, very kind about our first EP when it was much needed. I think that probably helped us get our first record deal, in fact. But yes, I get tongue-tied and I trip over myself whenever talking to Polly because I admire her so much. This is a great song. It's Words That Maketh Murder.
Slowly fades away.
Lenny Kravitz here on The Finest Hour. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you till 4 o'clock if you're listening on Sunday afternoon. I'm with you till 1 o'clock if you're listening on Sunday night. Or if you're listening using the iPlayer, your personal time machine, I'm with you for another hour, roughly. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Yang Yumeng in China. He says, American rock musician Lenny Kravitz from his second studio album, Mama Said, released in 1991. He then says, it's really an old song. Well, that just makes me feel old. But lots of guitar learners may have special memories with it. When I first made contact with guitar, I've been practicing it again and again. Like the music says, I see a blend of colours in the air when listening to music. That is the charm of music, I think. Yang Yumeng, our listener in China, or one of them, that was Lenny Kravitz for you. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, that really was a request, but given that Yang is in China, I thought I'd make an exception. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Do let me know. Here is another live session track created for Six Music by Little Dragon in March of this year. This is a live version of Clap Clap, the BBC music archive burgeoning with important social documents like this one. Do check them out whenever you want. It's your BBC.
Corridor lines with the river on watery eyes.
recorded for Six Music live by Little Dragon in March of this year. That's Clap Clap. One of my themes of the programme this week, alongside it being David Bowie Day, is the moon. Couldn't really have the moon as a theme and not play this tune by Nick Drake. It's called Pink Moon. While I was at Real World Studios over the last couple of weeks, making my first solo project with some friends, I ran into my old friend Steve Osborne. World famous producer Steve is an old buddy of mine. And we were talking about this tune by Nick Drake with Victoria Rule, who plays trumpet with Elbow. She'd never heard the song. I'm hoping that she's found her way to getting it, downloading it and loving it. It's Nick Drake and Pink Moon, and I want to send lots of love to Steve and his Mrs. Alwyn and the kids. A lovely bunch of people. This is a beautiful, simple, wonderful song. I love the fact that Nick Drake's voice doesn't go deep enough on the chorus. Very cute. Pink Moon.
I saw it written and I saw it say, the pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The pink moon, and I get you all. And it's a pink moon. Yes, a pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
Nick Drake and Pink Moon. The compilation Way to Blue, An Introduction to Nick Drake, is a great place to start with his music. If for any reason you don't know Nick Drake's music, have a look at Way to Blue, but all his records are worth owning. What an amazing man, what an amazing talent. All this week, talking of amazing talent, it's been live at Maida Vale here on Six Music. Johnny Marr kicked us off on Monday. We had First Aid Kit on Tuesday. Underworld, LaRue and James all did sessions. And you can watch them all back on the Six Music website. Because you pay your licence fee. So we sort you out. Know what I mean? Let me see. I've got Lorraine Ralph got in touch. She said, quick message. I'm going to see Nick Mulvey in Exeter this week. I'm very excited. It'll be the second time I've seen him live and definitely not the last. Nick, going from strength to strength. I hope he wins that Mercury Prize. He deserves it. I've heard a song on Lauren Laverne's show, Lorraine goes on to say, which I cannot get out of my head. It's fabulous. Glass Animals and Hazy. I thought it was worth a shout. Hope you're well. Love your show as ever. Lorraine Ralph. My very great pleasure to give this a little rewind, Lorraine. This is Glass Animals and Hazy.
Your baby's falling. You know I'm talking now. You know I'm dancing. You know I'm racing round. Oh no, you're so juiced. You said you kick the booms. You know I get boomed. You know I'm just a boy. I fake my breaking smile. I'm loco. I can't get through to you. Tony knows you. Spark up and I can go.
Rewind request from Lorraine Ralph, that was Glass Animals and Hazy. A song for Guy recommendation now from Rob Sherwood. He says, I've decided that this band should be played because they've decided that their genre should be known as Calypso Sleaze, and everyone should hear at least that, everyone should hear that at least once in their life. I love it because it's new and fresh and clearly steeped in good honest rock and roll. Agreed. I love this, Rob. Thanks for the recommendation. This is Gone Dogs, G-O-A-N, Gone Dogs, and the song's called Running. A song for Guy recommendation from Rob Sherwood.
Say
Gone Dogs and Running, a Song for Guy recommendation from Rob Sherwood.
Gideon Co.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
If you recommend a song I like, I will play it on the radio and you will have the gratitude of the 6 Music listener for all time. Thank you, Rob. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I want your comments on the David Bowie tune that I had the exclusive on this week. I want your comments on all the music that I play on the programme, negative and positive. The only other person other than you and me that chooses songs on the Finest Hour is the Beckopedia, our mystery musical history girl. Here she is. Now then.
Now then. My mission for the last couple of weeks has been to introduce everyone I know to the fabulous Nellie Lutcher. I can't believe I've lived this long and have never come across her before, but I plan to pay my penance by telling you right now that you need to own her recordings. A predecessor of and influence on Nina Simone, she lit up the 40s with her bold and inventive piano playing, accompanied by her infectious scat singing, which was impressive enough, but her smoky vocals were, and still are, completely captivating, with their exaggerated pronunciation and wry delivery. Add to that some serious skills as a composer, and I'm scratching my head as to why she isn't better known. This is clearly unacceptable, so all I can do is carry on spreading the word, because everyone needs some Nellie Lutcher in their life. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You say you've got the finest chick in the land. You say she told you that she wanted you and you alone. But you better get hip to that frantic chick. She's been run. She is a suspect. You've been bragging about your chick. She made it pretty big. But from what I saw last night, you better watch yourself, bubba. You say she is the type that you would like for your wife. But from what I saw last night, you better watch yourself, Bobby. You send roses twice a week, and all you get is a peck on the cheek. Wake up, get after yourself. Tell her there will be some messers, her name is Tess. She gets your weekly pick. You say she hates that guy named Red. But from what I saw last night, you better watch yourself, bubble. You send roses twice a week, and all you
She's absolutely right. My life is now complete. Nelly Lutcher is in my life, courtesy of the wonderful Beckopedia. Consider your penance done. My overarching theme of the programme, apart from it being David Bowie Day because of our world exclusive earlier on, I'll stop going on about that probably when I'm about 75, is the moon and how much I love the moon. I write about it an awful lot. I think about it an awful lot. I'm 80% water, am I? What's your average human being? 85-90% water. And the moon has an awful lot of effect on water on this here planet hurtling through space. So why wouldn't I be attracted to it? What are your experiences of love for or loathe for the moon? Let me know. Speck Mountain's Hey Moon is one of my favourite songs about said celestial body.
Radio.
Six Music. BBC Music 3:30, I'm Jason Kay. A health worker in the United States who treated a Liberian Ebola patient has tested positive for the disease. The head of the health authority in Texas, Dr. Zan Varga, says the worker had worn full protective clothing and followed guidelines. The worker's apartment in Dallas has been quarantined. Qatar's promised $1 billion towards the reconstruction of Gaza after the conflict during the summer between Israel and the Palestinian group Hamas. At a conference in Cairo, the American Secretary of State John Kerry, who pledged more than $200 million, said there were more compelling arguments for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. The Middle East envoy Tony Blair says that Mr. Kerry's presence showed there were still hopes of a political solution.
With everything else he's got going on around him, the fact he's here, the fact he made such a strong commitment today to America's continuing interest in seeing a two-state solution, you know, I think that also is some cause for optimism.
England's chief nursing officer, Jane Cummings, has urged NHS staff who are planning to go on strike tomorrow to think about their patients. Midwives, nurses and ambulance drivers are among those in England and Northern Ireland who will walk out for 4 hours in a row over pay. Ms. Cummings sought to reassure the public about the impact of the strike.
We've got very robust plans in place.
We know that Mondays are busy. Tomorrow it may be busier than usual because of the strike action by some people. So I would say to members of the public, bear with us. We have got very robust plans in place. And for staff, I know they are highly professional and they will take the safety of our patients into account.
Wigan's Ben Flowers apologised for punching an opponent during yesterday's Super League Grand Final. He said there was no excuse for what he'd done. St Helens went on to win the trophy. In Formula One, Britain's Lewis Hamilton has extended his lead in the Drivers' Championship after winning the first Russian Grand Prix. Hamilton's Mercedes teammate and closest title rival Nico Rosberg came second. Mercedes have taken the Constructors' Championship. That's 6 Music News. The next update for you is going to be at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
No sun,
dust.
No sun, 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 no sun,
no more.
No sun,
no noon.
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 No sun,
no more.
No sun.
No proper time of day.
No shade, no shade, no shade,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
no shade,
no shade,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
bees,
no shine,
no bird,
no shade,
bees,
no shade,
butter,
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shade,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shade,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but no shade,
speed,
no shine,
but
no shade,
speed,
no shade,
but no shade,
speed,
no shine.
November.
November's coming. I thought I'd play you that one by the Art of Noise. Here's my mate, David Bowie. I've never met him, but, you know, he's my mate.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the billow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide. When all the world is warm and tired, you cry a little in the dark. Well, so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well and makes you up real fine. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by
quite sure what I'm supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you.
From Space Oddity, that was David Bowie with Letter to Hermione. One of those words I read wrong for about 30 years of my life. I used to think it was Hermione, because Hermione's not mentioned in the song. Beautiful Thing from David Bowie. You can listen again if you missed the world exclusive of David Bowie's tune, Sue. I played it earlier this hour. Or you can listen to Stuart McConey's Freak Zone this evening, where it'll be played in full once again. David Bowie's Sue. How wonderful. The Cave Singers are a great band. Their first album, Innovation Songs, is a favourite of mine. This song's called Royal Lawns. Very spontaneous, lots of a big sense of fun. I think they're marvellous. I saw them live at the Park Stage at Glastonbury a few years ago. And yes, that sense of fun was borne out in their live performance as well. I think they're great. They're the Cave Singers, and this is Royal Lawns. Cave Singers and Royal Lawns. When are we having another album from them? So this programme's led me a lot of places in my life. I met Jessica Hoop through this programme. I interviewed her on the programme and then she became my friend. She toured with us through the UK and the US. Fell in love with my tour manager and moved to Manchester. I've also met this bunch, the Acorn. When this album, Glory Hope Mountain, landed on my desk some years ago, it's on the marvellous Bella Union label, which is one of my favourite, if not my favourite, record labels. Simon Raymond is the chief of Bella Union. Yes, when this album landed on my desk, it's a record about something. It's a record with a story. I can't recommend anything more highly. This song is called Even While You're Sleeping. Once again, it's the Acorn here on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. Acorn from the glorious album Glory Hope Mountain. That was Even While You're Sleeping. I can't recommend a record any more highly. If you miss the days of listening to an album start to finish and feeling like you've been on a journey with the artist, that is a great one. It's an album with a theme. You should look up what it's about. It's predominantly about the lead singer's relationship with his mum and her life story, but it's an extraordinary record. Once again, that's Glory Hope Mountain by the Acorn. Do yourself a favour this Sunday afternoon. Download that record and treat yourself. It's a beauty. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat was composed by Charles Mingus about his saxophonist Lester Young, who wore a broad-brimmed pork pie hat and died prior to its recording in 1959. Probably one of Mingus's most famous tunes. This is Pentangle doing their version of it. I think this is absolutely gorgeous, and you get so lost in this performance that you forget that it's a live performance until you hear the audience at the end. The home of live music is Six Music. Glad you're tuned. Pentangle and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Isn't that great?
Six Music, live at Maida Vale.
Experience a kaleidoscope of extraordinary live performances in one legendary venue.
The greatest thing about live music is that it's a one-off event.
There's so many good bands on. Makes it very special.
Live from Maida Vale Studios.
Featuring Johnny Marr, First Aid Kit, Underworld.
It's fantastic to hear live music because that's when you get to hear an artist's real ability.
LaRue.
One Room, One Energy.
And James.
A raw piece of communication, unscripted.
What an incredible performance!
Watch all of our Six Music live performances right now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Moonlight bathing. Who moonlight bathes? What kind of a man would go out in the middle of the night, lie on his back in the ocean, and stare at the moon? Patrick Moore is that kind of a man.
People often think me what I think about night conditions in general. Well, I am bound to say I am not what I call an aimless walker. I can't remember the time when I last went for a walk, going for a walk. I said, I don't do that at all. On the other hand, one thing that I do, I live only 500 yards from the sea. And in the summer, if it's good, as it was this year, I stroll 500 yards down. I can go into the sea. And it's rather nice to do that at night time, particularly by moonlight. And moonlight bathing, I think, is great fun. I do quite a lot of that in the ordinary way.
Thank you.
François Joël Tortelier's version of Clair de Lune by Claude Debussy. And yeah, Patrick Moore was into his moon bathing. I love the idea of him lying in an old-fashioned bathing costume in the middle of the sea, staring up at the moon that he helped name and discover. Wonderful. So proud that he did those idents for me before he died. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Well, I've had the time of my life. A world exclusive, only ever, my second ever world exclusive, and it was David Bowie. A wonderful song. Once again, if you missed it, you can either catch up on the iPlayer or you can listen to Stu McConey's Freak Zone this evening and it'll be played again in full. Thank you so much to everyone in the David Bowie camp for deeming me worthy of a world exclusive. I'm flattered beyond belief. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and Helen and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia and everyone who got in touch with their Song for Guy recommendations. This last song I'm going to play you was a Song for Guy recommendation. It led me to the band The Walkmen. A love affair that lasts until this day. It's called Red Moon. I'm going to play out on that. Thank you so much, everybody. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. David Bowie Day. What a day that was. Do you remember David Bowie Day? Wasn't it wonderful?